Fall weekends are full of events in the Allegheny Highlands, and in Bath County alone, they range from this Saturday's family-friendly one-day fair in Millboro to next week's sophisticated and competitive plein air festival across the whole county. At a recent Chamber of Commerce gathering, Warm Springs gallery owner and festival coordinator Barbara Burr spoke to members.
We have 30 artists this year, plus a judge, and they'll all be here for a whole week painting on location. I think what makes this festival really, in a sense, extraordinary is that we have managed to build ourselves up over 6 years to bring in some of the best, and this is not hyperbole, some of the best plein air painters in the country. It's a juried show, so we had 100 applicants, and of those 100 applicants, we took 20, because 10 that receive awards the year before get to come back. The artists are all professional painters, and they do specialize in plein air painting. They also do studio work, but they really are very skilled. And plein air painting is not that easy to do because the light is changing, the wind is changing, there's bugs, there's all kinds, so they have to paint very quickly. And so the festival is not just for artists, and it's not just an opportunity for those artists to come and paint in this beautiful landscape, but it's an opportunity for community members and for guests in the community to come and to watch the artists paint.
Barbara mentioned sometimes the professional judges and opinions of the voting public differ. The less conventional, more abstract paintings raised a few questions last year. So, in addition to watching some of the demonstrations, Barbara encouraged attending a panel discussion this year where stretching creativity will be a theme.
We've accepted some artists that are sort of characteristic of that pushing the boundaries, a little bit more abstract painters. And we have a real variety. We have oil painters, acrylic painters, pastel, watercolors.
A time when the artists will be largely concentrated in Hot Springs is Wednesday evening, October 3rd.
We're doing what's called a nocturne painting. So we do a reception and then the artists paint at night. So they'll be down on Main Street painting. And that's really sort of the beginning of the public interaction with the festival. What's really fun about that is to actually watch these artists paint at night. And some of them will paint until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's unbelievable. And some of the night paintings are really the most beautiful paintings.
Another event is the Friday evening concert at Camp Mont Shenandoah in Millboro Springs. Bath native and master fiddler Cleek Schrey and his band will play, followed by a barbecue dinner. This is a ticketed event, but the remaining ones are all free.
And we have a big event in the gallery on Saturday where the artists bring in all their work and we hang it all in the gallery. We take down everything and in a matter of 2 hours, we hang these 300 pieces of work. It's an amazing feat. The judge this year is Larry Moore, who's from South Carolina. He'll come in and he'll judge. And then the public also comes and they vote on a particular painting, and that's a $1,000 award.
Then the last day of the festival, there is
a small painting Sunday. And that's basically the artists are required to little paintings, like 5x7, 6x8. And then we have a brunch again, and this is a free event open to the public. And that's on Sunday morning.
A percentage of artwork sales is donated to a local nonprofit. This year, the Cowpasture River Preservation Association. For the complete schedule of demonstrations and sale times, visit BathCountyPleinAirFestival.org or call the Warm Springs Gallery at 839-2985. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.